The Puget Sound's Squeaky Wheel. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are. John Carlson here, KVI, an absolutely gorgeous Tuesday morning. Hope yours is going well. By the way, just one little addendum to that story about Whole Foods and the mayor getting in the way. Whole Foods named one of the 100 best companies in America to work for, but apparently not good enough for Mayor McGinn in West Seattle. Hey, what's going on in the U.S. Senate? We're hearing there could be a movement afoot to, believe it or not, shut down the government. Vic Ratner, ABC's congressional correspondent, is here with more. Vic Ratner, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, John, good to talk with you. We haven't heard that shutdown threat since last year.
Yeah.
Now it's back again, and it has to do with Obamacare.
Tell me.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah says he's lined up more than a dozen Republicans who would vote to shut down the government rather than allow funding for implementation of the health care law. And the way they propose to do it is to block the temporary catch-all spending bill that has to come up in September to keep the government running. You know, the government runs out of money every year at the end of September, and there's always this question of, well, what are we going to do temporarily?
Well, what's interesting about this is it's the Republicans who are trying to draw public attention to the Affordable Care Act. Whereas the Democrats had thought when it passed that it would be a signature piece of legislation for them to point to. So, see, we're taking care of you with our new health care plan.
And we're now seeing a move or two on the other side. You're absolutely right, John. For the first time, the White House has brought Hollywood celebrities into what may be a fall campaign to get people enrolled in Obamacare after Republicans suggested to the National Football League that it would not be a good idea for them to be involved.
You know,
remember that one?
I do remember they were trying to get the NFL to step into that. And of course, that's one morass the NFL really doesn't need to involve itself in. So, what is the reaction from the Democratic side of the aisle to what Senator Lee's threatening to do?
Basically, the reaction from a number of senior Democrats is, you got to be kidding. You're going to shut down the government?
Well, you see, one thing I've always said is never threaten to do anything you're not prepared to deliver on.
And Senator Mike Lee says he is clearly prepared to deliver to block this catch-all spending bill. Now, here's the issue. How much support can he get? In order, basically, to stop anything like that, you need 40 votes to block a filibuster, to continue a filibuster, to block passage of any measure through the Senate. If Senator Lee has about a dozen Republicans backing him so far, you know he's on the lookout to try to round up more support.
Well, and what he's looking for, I think, ultimately, is forcing red state Democrats to cast a very uncomfortable vote or to position themselves to make statements in favor of the Affordable Care Act, which continues to be unpopular nationally, particularly in red states, Vic.
You know, John, this is all going to happen in a very, very short period of time. Congress in a couple of weeks is going to go on its August vacation. You may go to the beach. Other people are going to the mountains. When they come back in September, I've counted, really, honest and true, the House has 8 working days during the whole month of September. Between the late return from its vacation, and there are some Jewish holidays, and there are some other things in the way, the House has 8 working days. That means that this issue of, are we going to keep the government operating past the end of September or not, is going to get done in a very compressed period of time.
Very good point. We have those comments from Senator Lee. We'll play in just a moment. Vic Ratner, ABC's congressional correspondent. Thanks for joining me. Always great to hear from you, Vic.
Hey, John. Good to be with you.
You bet. Let us go to what Senator Lee is threatening to do. Again, a lot of people are thinking this is exactly what's needed to spotlight what is wrong with the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare.
Well, right now, this is the last stop before Obamacare fully kicks in on January 1st of next year for us to refuse to fund it. Congress, of course, has to pass a law to continue funding government. Lately, we've been doing that through a funding mechanism called a continuing resolution. If Republicans in both houses simply refuse to vote for any continuing resolution that contains further funding for further enforcement of Obamacare, we can stop it. We can stop the individual mandate from going into effect.
Okay, he says he's got more than a dozen senators joining him to block the so-called continuing resolution, which is the current funding method that they're using during this ongoing sequester budget fight. He expects more support to build as time grows short.
The president promised us a few years ago that people could keep their doctors if they liked their doctors, that they could keep their current health plan if they liked it. Now we're being told that may be the case, but it might not. You see, we already knew that Obamacare was going to be unaffordable. Now we know that it's going to be unfair as well, because the president's rewriting it, not just once, but twice, by telling us that he's not going to enforce the employer mandate, but he's going to leave individuals on the hook, hardworking Americans who can't afford lobbyists to get to him at the White House. He's also told us that he's not going to enforce those provisions that require people to provide documentation of their income in order to support their claim to eligibility for subsidies on the exchanges.
Okay, we follow the story as it continues, but I think Mike Lee is on to something here. Let's go out to Randy from Issaquah. Randy, nice to have you on KVI. We got about a minute. Go for it.
Oh, good morning. I was just responding to the mayor's issues there with the low wages. And I was telling your call screener that, well, you know, if the people on the low wages are suffering that much, didn't the feds lower the restrictions and the requirements for food stamps?
Yes, no, they have.
So there you go. There's his answer.
They've made it easier to get on food stamps.
Exactly.
Yeah, but again, the idea that a company that is rated one of America's 100 best companies to work for is being told, no, not good enough, gives you an idea of how demagogic Mike McGinn is getting in the last couple of weeks of this mayoral primary. When we come back, a Tea Party guy working for the federal government. Hear what he has to say here on KVI.
Mark Levin here. See you this afternoon at 3 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
John Carlson, a gorgeous Tuesday morning. So nice to have you here. By the way, in about a half hour, George Zimmerman anonymously helped out car crash victims. They helped pull them out of a overturned SUV that had gone off the road just a mile or so from his own home in Sanford, Florida. Let's go out here to Ty. Ty describes himself as a Tea Party guy who works for the federal government. How's that working for you, Ty?
Well, on the one hand, you know, John, I understand the need to get the federal economic house in order. I've been with the Tea Party movement from the get-go out here on Whidbey, but I'm also a dirty, rotten federal employee who is a husband and father that needs to bring home a paycheck. So, you know, I'm torn. I want to get our federal economic house in order, but at the same time, you know, with Mike Lee talking about shutting down the government to get rid of that horrible idea known as Obamacare, plus the furloughs that we're currently on with a 20% pay cut, you know, it's a tough situation both ways.
Well, yes, I think that the 2014 elections need to be in large part about Obamacare. Now, the president is desperately trying to get Obamacare off the table as an issue in 2014, which, again, think about how ironic that is, Ty. A guy who passed Obamacare thinking that it was going to make put the Republicans on defense and put the Democrats on offense as the party that provided health care for people, is now delaying the employer mandate so health care won't be an issue in the campaign.
Well, yes, I agree. It totally needs to be about Obamacare for the 2014 campaign. I just don't, am not savoring the idea of shutting down the federal government to do it. But you know what? I guess if that's the way it's got to be to finally get, because everybody knows it's a train wreck as it's been described. And if that's, I guess if that's what it's got to come down to, then I don't know, maybe us federal employees are just going to have to take it on the chin for the good of the country or something. I don't know.
And Ty, this is Phil, the show producer here. I think you just answered my question. Would you be willing to, quote unquote, take one for the team with a government shutdown because of the dysfunctional problems associated with Obamacare? Tell me, are you working for the U.S. Navy there at NAS Whidbey? Are you doing something else, Department
yes, sir.
Of Defense? Okay. What do some of your other colleagues say about this? Are they torn like you? Do they feel pretty strongly that Obamacare is flawed and it needs to be reorganized or eliminated completely?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I haven't run into a single federal employee that I know of because, you know, a lot of us are the federal employees are actually conservative. They just don't talk about it, you know, as much. But, you know, a bunch of us are meeting out here Friday morning in Oak Harbor to protest the furlough. And the general consensus there is that Congress needs to get its act together and finally do its constitutional job and pass a budget, which it hasn't done for years.
No, you're right on all those points. The thing is to keep in mind here, Ty, I don't think that the government will shut down. I think what he's trying to do is create that as a backdrop so that people will be forced to pay attention to the issue of funding Obamacare.
Right.
And that's what he wants. He wants Democrats up for re-election in 2014 to be on the record because Obama's desperately trying to keep them off the record. So thank you for what
federal
you...
Government,
yeah. Go ahead.
Federal government only needs to fund what the Constitution says it needs to fund. Period.
Yeah, no, I am with you 120%. We would be in much better shape as a country, and I thank you for what you're doing both for the government and for your country as a active volunteer. To get the government out of health care to the greatest degree possible, because as by way of example, the federal government decided it would be a really good idea 45 years ago if it got much more involved in higher education. And there, you know, the motive there was, you know, we need to be a country that sends kids to college. So they, you know, the GI Bill worked out so well. Let's build on that concept. And so they passed something called Pell Grants, which basically is the government just giving you money to go to school. And once the government started funding higher education through Pell Grants and other appropriations, the cost, the price level of colleges and universities just went up. It just made the entire enterprise more expensive. And, you know, today, the University of Washington is about 600 times more expensive, 600% increase in tuition over the last 30 years above inflation. Okay, so let's pretend the price level is the same today as it was back in 1983. The amount of money you cost to go to a state college or university is 6 times higher. And part of that is because the state is paying less of a student's tuition. And in part, that was defensible when the state was picking up 87%. You know, having it be closer to 50-50 is probably the way to go. But of course, it's swung way over now to where the families of middle-class kids are paying 70% of the cost. The other part of this, though, is that, I mean, there's no other way around this. The cost of education itself is just so much more expensive. And part of that is because the government got so involved in it. We're seeing the same thing with healthcare. Healthcare costs have just spiraled, and nowhere have they spiraled more than in the areas where the government is more heavily involved. So if you're wondering why Medicare is approaching insolvency? Well, the short answer there is because costs have spiraled so much higher than anticipated. You know, you're going to see a 30% increase in Medicaid. That's medical health coverage for the poor, because they're now turning it into a working class program. The Obamacare is not an end in and of itself. Obamacare is a step. It is a step toward socialized medicine, single-payer system from Washington, D.C., directed from Washington, D.C. for all. That's what the real ultimate aim is. And so when people are covered by Medicaid, are they going to pay close attention to their health care bills, to what health care costs? No. And yet you're going to see a big increase now because you're going to see all these people on the rolls. And of course, you will see an increase in health care consumption by these people. And you are going to have to cover those bills. Now, what I love about going all the way around here, circling back to Whole Foods, they have a wonderful system there at Whole Foods. They self-insure. Okay, you heard the mayor say, well, I'm hearing their health care plan's not good and they have to pay way too much out of pocket. The mayor really needs to look at what Whole Foods is doing and how they're doing it, because this is how every company ought to do it. They self-insure. And the company pays their workers' health claims. And the plan is based on two programs, and these programs work in tandem. One of them is a high-deductible plan that pays for catastrophic needs. Now, a high-deductible plan costs the company less money. So what they run alongside that is what they call a personal wellness account, which is funded by the company as either a reimbursement account or as an HSA, a health savings account. And by putting money into this, people are encouraged to shop. All of a sudden, the price of a physical matters. You know, your kid needs a camp physical. Most of the time, you just go to the doctor and what's my copay? But with Whole Foods policy, you would call a couple of places. Hey, what do you charge for a physical? You need immunizations? Call and see who offers the best deal. I mean, people, by shopping for healthcare, help hold down costs, because companies now realize, whoa, 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 wait a minute, I got to compete here. And in addition to insurance, in addition to that, they have a program that offers additional store discounts beyond the standard 20% that their employees now receive. If you have low cholesterol, if you have low blood pressure, if you're not a smoker, you can get employee discounts going all the way down to 30%. What if you're, you know, overweight, or what if you have diabetes or something like that? The company will pay for you to go to a medically supervised program so you can receive training in better eating and physical fitness. So we're talking about giving people the incentive to get better, and the company will pay for it, to lose weight, eat better, and get on a fitness regimen. We're talking about providing incentives for healthy employees to become even healthier. We're talking about a catastrophic deductible policy that covers expenses if something terrible happens, a terrible medical diagnosis, a terrible accident, what have you. And a health savings account, which people can use to shop for non-emergency health care, and if they don't use the money by the end of the year, they get to put that money into next year's health savings account. and actually have a kind of a quasi savings plan. So that's the Whole Foods model, and that's the model the country should be embracing. That's where we should be going as a society. When we come back here at 8:04, George Zimmerman back in the news, not by his design. Turns out that just 4 days after the verdict, he was with a friend and apparently jumped out of his car to help car crash victims who had been in an SUV that overturned after it left the highway. Also, we have incredibly, astonishingly idiotic comments being made by liberal commentators about Detroit's record-breaking bankruptcy, biggest government in the United States to go bankrupt so far.